Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Conserve water or pay higher bills. New water restrictions are in effect in some parts of Marin County. We'll tell you what you can expect.
An organism that is trying to survive, and it's finding a lot of very clever ways to do that.
The top three questions Bay Area doctors are racing to answer before the Omicron variant arrives in the U.S.
And a Contra Costa County city cracking down after that massive heist at a Walnut Creek Nordstrom. The special meeting planned this morning.
Being together with community, sharing hope, sharing stories, galvanizes our commitment to continue the fight.
Honoring the lives lost and the ongoing fight to find a cure. The moving memorial to mark World AIDS Day this morning. Good morning to you. It's Monday, December 1st. I'm Lynn Keys.
I'm Amanda Starantino. You are waking up to the warmest day of the week, which is hard to believe because it's been pretty warm so far.
Yeah. You know, yesterday we were about 5 to 10 degrees above average. Today we're talking 10 to 15 degrees above average.
Beach day.
I know, right? Yeah. We're starting off the month of December and definitely not feeling like it at all with this very warm above average daytime high temperatures. And we'll get to that. We got to get through a little bit of fog this morning, especially for parts of the North Bay as well as the inland East Bay. That Thule fog from the Sacramento Valley pushing into our region. So Fairfield down to a tenth of a mile, one of the worst spots for that fog, down to a quarter mile in Concord this morning. Otherwise, looking at clear skies for the rest of us, and we're down to the 30s, 40s, and 50s. So grab that coat as you head out the door as we are looking at cold temperatures this morning. But that temperature swing as we head through the afternoon with plenty of sunshine, high pressure and control for us. We're talking many of us into the 70s this afternoon. So around the Bay, 70 in San Francisco, 71 in Oakland for the peninsula, 72 for a high temperature in Mountain View. Inland, mid-70s in San Jose, 73 in Concord, and 72 for the Napa Valley. Let's check in with Ann for a look at traffic this morning, filling in for Gianna. And how are the roadways shaping up?
Holding down the traffic center, and it is not looking good right now at the Bay Bridge. Let's go there live. Bumper to bumper traffic. Metering lights are on time from the Mason to San Francisco. It's only about 12 minutes, but there's a report right now of a car bumper blocking the right lane westbound right at the base of the incline there, so that is adding to the backup. Luckily, the Golden Gate Bridge, one of the clearer bridges this morning, a 19-minute drive southbound from 37 into the city. And your East Bay travel times, Walnut Creek to Oakland, 11 minutes, Castro Valley to the Maze, 17, and the Maze to San Leandro, a 13-minute drive. Back to you.
Happening today, hiring more officers to patrol downtown Walnut Creek. City Council members will be discussing that idea as they determine how to move forward following the big Nordstrom heist. KPIX 5, Justin Andrews is live in the newsroom. And Justin, that meeting will begin in just a few hours.
Lynn, 8:30 is when that special meeting is set to happen. Leaders will talk about hiring 5 new police officers to patrol downtown Walnut Creek. It's all in response to those mob-style moves criminals made about 11 days ago. Police say 90 crooks, 90 of them wearing masks, stormed into the Nordstrom store right before closing, stealing and damaging well over $100,000 in merchandise. Investigators say it was well organized and they injured 4 employees in the process. Because of the scale and boldness, this hit headlines nationally. So today, the city plans to figure out what it will do moving forward. It could spend $2 million of its $4 million remaining of funding from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act on new security. In addition to 5 police officers costing $1.6 million, the city would also spend $250,000 on more security cameras and a drone. It may also be allocating $130,000 for overtime pay on additional officers. In today's meeting, we expect to get an update on the investigation as a whole. In the meantime, last week, one of the suspects involved in this was released from jail by mistake. The Contra Costa County DA said a computer error was the blame. We know now that suspect is back behind bars. We're live in the newsroom. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
Quite the mistake there. Justin, thank you.
And live now to San Francisco. New this morning, city supervisors have decided to continue the vote to next week on whether to allow sheriff's deputies to provide private security through contracts with individuals or businesses. Now, this comes after the recent rash of retail robberies. Local businesses hope more security will deter more of those crimes. In the meantime, many of them are boarded up this morning. And in a late night vote in the South Bay, the San Jose City Council approved using COVID relief money to lease more license plate readers and software. Police have been pushing for it after all the recent organized retail heists. The city will spend $250,000 in funding. The mayor says the license plate readers could make it easier to spot criminals. But one tech expert says he doesn't think this will stop mob-style crime.
License plate readers are very good at capturing information on innocent people, but maybe not so good at capturing information on people who are willing to break the law.
Electronic Frontier Foundation says 1.6 million plates were scanned and stored in San Jose last year. Of those, only 1,500 successfully matched known criminals.
Happening today, San Francisco police will honor security guard and former Bay Area officer Kevin Nishida during their commission meeting. Nishida died Saturday after being shot in Oakland by a robber who tried to steal camera gear from a news crew. Nishida also frequently worked with KPIX 5 crews.
Now to our drought coverage. Starting today, new water restrictions are in effect for Marin County residents. KPX 5's Jocelyn Moran is live in Corte Madera. And Jocelyn, some people could be paying more expensive bills here.
Yeah, that's right, Amanda. Starting today, some people are going to have to be paying attention to how much water they're using. Customers with the Marin Municipal Water District will no longer be able to do outdoor irrigation. And in a four-person household, if your water use is exceeding 748 gallons per month, well, you could be paying more. Now, according to Marin Water's website, the storage in all its reservoirs is at 58% capacity. That's 8% less than average for this state. Marin Water's goal is to conserve 40% district-wide. Now, after the rain we received in late October, these water restrictions are catching some residents by surprise, but still some don't think it'll make too much of a difference.
It gave us a prediction that we were going to pay a $25 penalty based on last year or whatever. And I thought, well, first of all, we're not going to be able to use as much as last year because they've told us not to irrigate. And then second of all, $25 isn't going to break the bank.
And this restriction is set to stay in effect until May 31st of next year. Reporting from Corte Madera, I'm Jocelyn Morant, KPIX 5.
Health leaders are in a race to fight the new COVID variant, and a lot is still unknown about Omicron. Right now, Delta remains the dominant variant in the U.S. In Santa Clara County, despite its high vaccination rate, COVID cases have plateaued for nearly a month. The seven-day rolling average has been between 170 and 180 cases. Meanwhile, the CDC is stepping up its surveillance of the Omicron variant, sequencing one in every seven positive cases. That's more than any other country.
This is a very formidable pathogen. It's an organism that is trying to survive. And it's finding a lot of very clever ways to do that.
UC Berkeley professor and Dr. John Swartzberg says there are three questions scientists are racing to answer before the Omicron variant arrives in the U.S. How transmissible is it? Is it vaccine or natural immunity resistant? And how sick can it get us? Swartzberg says it's just too soon to tell or to panic. For help finding COVID vaccine and booster resources, just head to our website, kpix.com.
This morning, a moving scene at San Francisco's AIDS Memorial Grove. It's to mark World AIDS Day, commemorating the lives lost and the ongoing fight to find a cure. Organizers want their newest light display at the Memorial Grove in Golden Gate Park to honor people still living with HIV. It has been 40 years since the first reported cases of AIDS in the United States, with more than 700,000 lives lost since then.
Being together with community, sharing hope, sharing stories, galvanizes our commitment to continue the fight to find a day without HIV and AIDS.
The display will open to the general public starting today for only one night. According to the National AIDS Memorial Organization, about 1.2 million people in the U.S. are living with HIV. And in the San Francisco's Castro District today, there is an invitation to inscribe names of people who have died with AIDS on a community sidewalk with chalk. The event starts at 9 this morning. It'll be between 17th and 19th Streets.